Good morning, church. Y'all, I'm glad to be here this morning. When Dane was talking and hearing 2026 over and over again, it just hit me as I was in the service this morning. It hit me, wow, I came here in 1996, 30 years. And part of what is exciting is I'm looking out at some of our college students here. Raise your hand if you're a college student here this morning. Like, several folks are back from college, and then we have a whole row of folks back here. Hey, you guys, welcome, that were at the Passion Conference, and we're glad you're here. And I want to remind us that we have the privilege, church, of gathering to seek the Lord together. You know, here's something that I know about some of you here this morning. Not all of you, but some of you. I haven't seen you all year. I had to work that joke in a little differently because Andrew, my intern, when he was preaching last Sunday, kind of tried to spoil it for me. But I wanted to make sure, because I know some of you come just this Sunday for that. But in all seriousness, y'all, I really want to try to get our heads around this idea. And it's our one word today. I'm going to put it up on the screen so you see it. This word, seek, the privilege. This is, guys, not just that you can go home and have a little moment with the Lord by yourself. That the whole idea of this privilege of seeking the Creator God is a corporate thing that's talked about in your Bible. And that it is a privilege, a responsibility, and hopefully a sheer joy to get to be here together seeking the Lord. Amen, church. Today, I want to just take us to Psalm 105, verse 4, and you can turn there, page 472 in your pew Bible. And here's what we're going to do this morning, church. We've done this several times in the past, but we're going to start our new year seeking the Lord together corporately through prayer. We have a mission statement here. We talk about inviting people into the unexpected joy of desperate dependence on Jesus. And we're gonna practically work that out through a lot of different ways. We're gonna pray here this morning. And I wanna say this because some of you, especially if you're a guest here, it might be your first time, you might, well, what's gonna happen? Well, I'm gonna walk you through what's gonna happen. But I want you to know this, that even as a pastor aware of guests, sometimes I think, wow, how are people gonna feel? This is a little different. But I want you to know this. Jesus, Peter, Paul, Timothy, James, John, all these early church leaders, they never, ever, ever, I'm sure of this, church, they never, ever dreamed of a church where prayer would be kind of a special event as opposed to a thing that we do together. Psalm 105, verse 4, David writes, seek. You realize this command to seek the Lord is maybe 100 times in your Bible. This particular Hebrew word shows up over and over and over again, and you're gonna see it in lots of verses we read today. But he says to the people, y'all, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face. Whenever they talked about the face of the Lord, they're talking about we're going after the presence of God himself. Seek his face, not just once a year, but continually. You know, this psalm actually came from a moment in history where the Ark of the Covenant comes into the city of Jerusalem. And it's out of that moment of joy that David writes this particular psalm. And I want you to hear that he said that in that moment because there was another king and his name was Saul. And Saul, in a very critical moment of life, did not seek the Lord's face as the Lord had commanded him. And really what Saul did was this. He relied on his own wisdom. He relied on his own experience, and he relied on the cultural clues of the day. And I mention that, y'all, because as we live our lives, not just individually, together, as we live our lives, as we have to face the battles of our own lives, the tendency is to do this, rely on our own wisdom, our own experience, and the cultural clues of our day. And church, what I want for us as we begin 2026 is that we do something other than listen to our favorite podcast about how to structure our year, or our favorite book on how to set some goals and obtain those goals, but that we actually seek the Lord in his face continually, and we do it together here today, okay? So we're gonna have some times where we pray corporately, out loud together. Later in the service, we'll have some people lead us through some different moments of prayer. And right now, I wanna invite you to stand together here. And we are gonna go through some of Psalm 105. And I'm gonna read the verse, and then you're gonna do this refrain. You're gonna say, and it'll come up on the screen, seek the Lord in his strength and seek his face continually. And y'all, again, we're here together to do this. I wanna encourage you that when you say, seek the Lord in his face, seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually, that you are very aware, I am saying this to my brothers and sisters here, because I believe beyond a shadow of doubt, it's his wisdom we need, right? It's his experience we need, and it's his clues about how to live life we need, okay? So church, let's give thanks to the Lord. Let's call upon his name, and let's make known his good deeds out in the world among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those today who seek the Lord be glad. And as we obey the command of the psalmist to sing to him, I want to encourage us to really set our minds of seeking the Lord, and that as we sing here this morning, we're not just going through some songs, okay? This is part of how we are seeking with gladness our Creator God today. And you know, it just strikes me that as we do this, if God has commanded this, God himself is enjoying our seeking of him in this moment.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Jesus, your name is power. Breath and living water. Such a marvelous mystery. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Who was and is to come. Ooh. With all creation I sing.
Church, what we want to do now is just take a moment to get in touch with our desire, our need for God. In Psalm 63, in verse 1, David writes these words, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." David writes these words as he was literally being chased across the desert, as he was fleeing from enemies who were seeking to take his life. And yet in the midst of that pain, these are the words that he writes. Because David wants to remind us that sometimes the things in our lives that cause the most pain, physically, emotionally, spiritually, are actually the thing that God wants to use to help us get in touch with our need for him, to help us realize we need him above all other things. So what we're gonna do actually is give us all a moment, 60 seconds, to pause in silence and to just feel that reality. And for some of you, this will go by really quick. For others of you, this is gonna be a bit challenging. So if your mind wanders in the midst of that, that's okay. We wanna give you this phrase to hold on to. Lord, I need you. Let's take 60 seconds of silence together, reflecting on our need for God. never forget, you and you alone are what our souls crave, what our souls need above all other things that this world has to offer. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray.
Church, let's stand together again as we sing about our need for the Lord. Church, let's have a seat.
Y'all, it's actually our lack of seeking God. It's our chasing after other things that's at the root of all of our sin. And it's really easy to desire something other than Jesus, isn't it? To think we need something other than him. We're going to take communion together in a few minutes. And before we do, as we seek God together, we want to take a time to confess together as well. That's going to prepare our hearts to confess our disordered desires. So join with me. We're going to pray together out loud. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we've done and by what we've left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Now just take a few seconds and confess privately. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
As we will take the Lord's table together, I want to remind us that the reason we are confident that if we seek the Lord, he wants to meet us is because Jesus came for us first. Christmas, the first advent of Jesus, tells us we could not get to God, so God came and he sought us. And today I want to encourage you, because we have guests, we have people online, that if you haven't yet come to a place where you've really understood, wow, the whole thing about Jesus' coming was God's passion to seek us out, and that when Jesus lived this perfect life on earth and died on a cross and rose again, that's what we call the good news of the gospel, God seeking us. And if you haven't, in whatever your life journey is, if you haven't come to a place yet where you said, yes, Jesus, I believe in that, I receive that gift, I want to encourage you that this table is really for anybody who's actually believed in Jesus and trusted in him. And it's actually no shame to let this pass and to think on these things. And for those of us who have believed in Jesus, I want to encourage you with these words today as we seek him. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 says this, God who did not spare his own son, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? That God really wants to show up as we seek him. And Jesus, when in the book of Luke, he was talking about prayer and the seeking of God, when he said, listen, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open to you, ask and you're gonna receive. Jesus said this, he says, listen, you're parents and you're not perfect and you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? And then Jesus says, and here's specifically what I have in mind when I say you seek and ask God. He says, and will he not give his Holy Spirit to those who ask and seek? And we understand that when we believed in Jesus, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the presence of God, came to live inside of us. And we today get to enjoy that presence and say, and God, we want as much of your presence on earth as a man or woman can handle. Servers, would you come and bring the cup and the bread now?
Are passed. Feel free to sing along with us.
There
is a king seated among us. Let every heart receive him now. And where there is praise, he will inhabit. There will be grace and mercy all around. And every burden will be lifted in his presence. And every trophy will be laid down at his feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. It's Jesus Christ, the King above all kings.
As we said all Advent, we're here today because Jesus hasn't returned yet, but he's coming back. And in the meantime, one of the practices that Jesus gave for when the church gathered was to take bread and a cup together. He said, "You do this until I come again." And so at the end of that meal, before Jesus was to go to a cross, he took bread and he said to his disciples, "Take and eat from this, all of you. And when Jesus took a cup that was the cup of his blood, he also made this reference, the cup of the new covenant, and that when we read Old Testament, New Testament, we understand that the great gift that we receive today when we say, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually, the great gift we receive is his presence, the Holy Spirit living inside of us. So Jesus took the cup and he said, this cup is the cup of the new covenant of my blood shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from this, all of you. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do now, church. We're gonna have some different folks come up here, and Chris, you guys can come on up right now, and they're gonna lead us through a particular subject that we're gonna pray for. They're gonna read a verse, they're gonna pray, and then you're gonna have a moment where you can pray. If you don't know what to pray, you could pray, Lord, I'm seeking your strength or your help for this particular thing. Also, I want to encourage you that if you came with someone today and you feel comfortable and you want to pray together when we have a little moment at the end, when Chris prays, he's going to say, and now you can pray and you'll have a moment to pray and then he'll close us. I want to encourage you to not hesitate to pray with someone next to you if you want. And if you like just to pray quietly on your own, you go ahead and do that, okay? Thanks, Chris.
There's a lot that bides for our time and attention, so I'm gonna pray for our personal walk with God. We know that distractions of life, phones, busyness, alarms, it never goes away. Colossians 3:1-3 says, therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for these moments as a church to slow down, to gather, and to pray. Thank you for your word in Colossians that reminds us that we are not who we once were. We have new identity. We have new hope. We have been raised with Christ. Lord, help us put aside distractions and seek your kingdom as sons and daughters. Help us be intentional with the places we go and the people we see every day. Father, you know there's a lot pulling for our time. I pray for myself, my family, and for this church that we seek you and your kingdom above all else this year. Seek you like treasure. Help us be intentional with the portion that you have for each of us. We are all each uniquely connected to friends, to coworkers, to family, and to neighbors. Help remind us and instruct us and keep our personal walk and our mission focused on you and your kingdom this year, that wherever we're at, we be all there. Father, this year, may we have a pace of grace and gratitude. Grace to see how much we have. Grace to resist what we do not need. Grace to love and to serve, to slow down and reflect. And above all else, gratitude, Lord, for all the things that you have done. Help us seek your kingdom first and foremost. Help us choose hope over cynicism. And help us choose love with action and in truth. Father, use us as you desire. And now you can pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray for world leaders, country leaders, and our country. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Let us pray. Father God, I want to lift up all of our world's leaders, globally, nationally, state, and local, specifically President Trump, Governor Abbott, members of the U.S. House and Senate, and members of the Texas State and Senate. Lord, your word tells us in 1 Timothy 2 that we are to pray for kings and those in authority. So, Father God, I ask that they lead in a way that shows godliness and holiness, that you would, that they would seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, submitting to your word of truth, striving to be godly examples of you, Lord, that they be filled with your wisdom and discernment, that they'd have energy to lead, that they would seek you in all that they do, that their lives would be a living example of the way Christ lived, that they would lead in truth with servants' hearts, that they would seek your face. And now you can pray. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us pray for the persecuted church. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we thank you that we can gather together to worship publicly without being afraid of persecution. We have brothers and sisters who do not enjoy such. Today, we want to lift them up to you as our Father. Remember our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted every day by their families, society, or the government because of their faith in you through Christ Jesus. Please give them boldness to proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior. Please give them courage to stay standing and keep walking in the faith, a faith that pleases you. Even in the shaking, may your presence be so tangible for them that they will not doubt that you are with them. May their love not grow cold. Instead, may it be a fire that keeps burning for your light to shine, till those who are persecuting them would see you through them. May there be a harvest in the midst of the persecution, that their labor would not be in vain. And now you can pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us pray for people who are hurting, broken, sick, hungry, abused, and hopeless all around the world. Lamentations 3 says, "This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him." Let's pray. Abba, Father, when we consider, God, the brokenness of this world, we truly cannot even comprehend, Lord, or our tears cannot hold how much sin, God, and how much brokenness that people experience each day. I pray, Father, that you would turn our eyes to you, Lord, and realize, God, that what we can do is cry out to you, God, and seek your righteousness and your justice, and hope, Lord, in the fact that you are faithful. Lord, I recall to mind that you are a compassionate God, and you are our strength, Lord, in our time of need. I pray that we would see many people find comfort and healing in you, in the saving work of Christ. And I pray, Lord, that you would help your church to love their neighbor, to be your hands and feet around this world. God, and that we would see many people, Lord, their lives be changed and filled with hope because of your spirit, Lord, and the work that you do around this world. Now, please pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're now going to take some time to pray for Northwest Bible Church and pray for revival. I'm excited about praying for revival. I'm thankful that I've been asked to do that because I am passionate about the fact, well, I pray for revival every day. I want to invite you to pull out your kneelers, and the next few sections we'll pray on our knees. If you are uncomfortable with that, you can remain seated. In Psalm 51, David is confessing his sin to God. And in the middle of it, he says in Psalm 51:10, David says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Because David understood that repentance is more than just turning from sin. It's also going to require God to do a work in our heart. And so God, he says, created me, renew me on the inside. Let's pray. Holy Father, I come this morning and we come and we ask and we pray that you would bring a revival, you'd bring an awakening, that Christians nominal Christians would come to know you in a really deep and personal way, and that other Christians would just grow deeper and experience you in a greater way, be filled with the Spirit. Father, I pray that you would create in us clean hearts, and you would renew a right spirit in us. Father, I pray you would wash away everything that would separate us from your presence, and that you would fill us again with your Holy Spirit so that you can lead us and we can be empowered by you, by your Spirit. Father, make us people who walk in integrity, who love mercy, who shine your light in this world. And Lord, restore to us the joy of your salvation. And may our lives bring glory to your name. And now you may pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now let us pray for our elders, our staff, the church leaders, and volunteers. Psalm 27:4 says, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the elders, their wives, and families. Thank you for our operations, custodial, and ministerial staff. Thank you for our church leaders, such as small group leaders, recovery program leaders, worship team, men and women's boards, high school lead team. Thank you for the hundreds of volunteers each week, holding babies, holding doors, holding communion trays, and holding hands. Protect them physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. May our leaders seek wisdom in leadership, spend time with the Word, and time with a community of believers. We pray they dwell in your presence and be filled in order to minister to others. May they experience joy and service and see the beauty of how you work through even the smallest details. We pray they meditate on the writings of Luke this semester and how Jesus did it all. May their excitement to share the gospel and thirst for the Word continue to grow each day. And now you can pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus prayed for unity. We're going to pray for unity in the church. Let us pray. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me. Let us pray for unity in the church. Lord, we are humbled and thankful, as imperfect as we are, to be called your children. We were created in your image to be image bearers that bring glory to God. May we not forget who we are and whose we are. Let us commit to the unity of the Spirit by the bond of peace. Let us look to the interest of others and beyond ourselves. May we listen and act with respect for one another, even when we disagree. May we act with humility towards one another, setting aside our differences for the glory of God. Each one of us has a part to play in the body of Christ. Let us work in harmony, supporting and respecting one another. We are all fellow travelers to our final destination with you, Lord. With thankfulness and anticipation, may we reflect you while we are here on this earth so that others may see and desire relationship with you. Now you pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
And to close out our service today, we are going to pray for dedication and direction in God's kingdom work for Northwest. Of all the things we could be focusing on as a church, we want to focus on what is God's best for us and be willing to pursue that, whatever the cost. That reminds me of the words of Jesus from Matthew 13, where he says, "The kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold it all, sold all he had and bought it. Let's pray. God, for each of us who are your children, who are sons and daughters of God, we are indwelled with your Holy Spirit, not just individually, but collectively as a body in Christ. We want to be led by your Spirit. We ask for your discernment, for your direction, for your guidance as a church. God, that the things you have called us to, that you have set before us to do, to accomplish, that those would be honoring to you, that we would walk in step with the Spirit, not running ahead and following our own agenda and our own timing. Also not falling behind due to lack of faith or unwillingness to obey. God, the things that you have called us to do, may we be faithful to carry out as a church. In 2026 is the 75th anniversary of Northwest Bible Church. And God, I'm thankful for the men and the women, the founding families who 75 years ago followed what you had set before them to do. And I'm not sure any of them had the vision or the foresight to know what we would see before us today. And so I pray the same for us. 75 years from now, eye has not seen or ear has not heard what you have planned for Northwest Bible Church 75 years from now. And we pray that we would be faithful to lay the foundation for what is to come. We know there'll be many milestones, and we just pray that we would be found faithful. We know your heart for us as a church and for every believer is for the lost. And so we especially pray, Holy Spirit, bring us into conversations about Jesus. Now you pray. In Jesus' name, amen. As we close our service today, let's not stop praying simply because the service has ended. If you still need prayer, maybe something personally specific to you, or if you want to continue praying about something specific about our church, we will have elders down front who would be more than happy to spend a few minutes praying with you after the service if that's what you'd like. But as we close today, let's go back to what Neil led us through from Psalm 105, and say it one more time again together. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Amen. Have a great week. Thanks for being here.